Okay, so let's start with the no division part of it. I had a conversation with my colleagues at Wisconsin, and we were talking, you know, they said, hey, we hear they may go with no divisions, the whole thing. I said, yeah, well, we'll see. I said, I'm pretty sure they'll go with no divisions. You know, I think all of us felt that way. Okay, that's fine. I said, let me ask you guys something. Is finishing fifth good? They both looked at me when, you know, I was talking to Matt LePay and Matt and Mike Lucas of the Wisconsin Network. You know, this is when some of the stuff was coming out. It turned out Penn State was playing a road basketball game in Wisconsin. We were just talking before the game, a little chit-chat. They both looked at me, and they were like, wow, that's a great question, especially when you're discussing this with two guys that have done their fair share of Big Ten football championship games because they were the Western Division champion. And I said, is fifth or sixth good? Now, in college basketball, in the Big Ten, we'll take the Big Ten as an example, there are no divisions. It is 1 through 14. But here's the big difference. If you finish sixth or seventh in the Big Ten in basketball, you're probably pretty happy. Why? You're getting to the NCAA tournament. And that's the difference right there. If you finish sixth or seventh in the football conference, yeah, you'll get a bowl game, but you're not going to the national championship tournament. In basketball, because it's a 68-team tournament with 37 at-large teams, 36 at-large teams. The Big Ten is a multi-big conference that is going to get anywhere from 6 to 8 teams in, and with the addition of USC and UCLA, guess what? I mean, they could get anywhere from 8 to 10 teams in to the NCAA tournament. It's one of the reasons why I think the Big Ten is going to hold the 20 conference games. But in football, that's not the case. Yes, there'll be an expansion of the college football playoff to a dozen, at least initially. But for the most part, you're probably going to top out, for the most part, at three teams making that from your conference. Maybe you'll have a great year and get four. And if you go to 16, four is a possibility. It's a possibility, not a guarantee. So that's the difference between basketball 1 through 14 and potentially 1 through 16 and football 1 through 14 and then eventually 1 to 16. Because with the basketball tournament, you can finish 6th or 7th and you feel pretty good about your chances in the Big Ten of making the big dance. You finish sixth or seventh in football. Is that a successful season? We'll take it a step further. Say you're, let's pick Minnesota. Minnesota finishes third in the West. Fans are like, hey, you know, I'll tell you, third's not so bad. If we do a couple of things, we might be able to get to first next year. But that same Minnesota team might finish seventh in the Big Ten, and you're looking around saying, well, I don't know, we could do a whole bunch of things. What are we going to do, finish fourth? Fifth? And that's going to be the issue as to how fans react to the 1-16. Because part of this 1-16 deal is, and this goes back to leaders and legends, what was the anomaly of leaders and legends when the Big Ten started divisions? It put Ohio State and Michigan in opposite divisions and created a crossover game so they could play each other every year. Penn State's crossover game was Nebraska. But the idea, I'm sure, somebody sat in a back room, said, hey, this is great. We could get we could get Michigan and Ohio State to play in the Big Ten championship game. That'll be great. You know how many times that happened? None. But I'm sure that's part of the, quote, thought process. The thought process. Of all of this. Now, Alabama would have finished fourth this year. Would have been Georgia. I think LSU would have been second, Tennessee third, and Alabama fourth, even though Tennessee, Alabama, and LSU tied. LSU beat Alabama, and as did Tennessee. So in tiebreakers, Alabama would have finished fourth. And again, I asked the question, for teams that are not really competing for the title, except in name only in the first month, and reality sets in, is finishing seventh or eighth good? Or does finishing seventh or eighth get the coach fired? These are questions we don't have answers to yet. We don't have answers to these questions yet. And the reason we don't have any answers to these questions is we're all in the process of now trying to find out what those answers happen to be. And that's going to be the interesting part. Is finishing 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Is that good? Is finishing 6th good? Last time I checked, there are no parades for finishing 6th. That's just my thought on it.